Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. There's so much going on. We're running late with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, having a great time talking some serious fish.
Well,
here.
You're not talking.
I mean, 60-pound bluefin in Ventura? Are you kidding me?
Doug Kern, 70-pound bluefin on the surface iron in his center console right off the beach. It's going off right
now.
This is
time
the time.
To go fishing.
No doubt.
We're going to Cedros Adventures on Monday. 50-pound yellowtail on the surface iron
my
down there.
My buddy got a 50.2 on a Caddy 45, you know,
at
right in front of the salt plant, you know, minutes from the harbor. It's on, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's on.
Arms speaking of ready.
Speaking of on, we want you to give us a call this morning on Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time talking fishing and having fun doing it. It's been a very busy morning on the phone. We get that. We're going to try and get to all of you here in the second hour. Two ways you can reach us. Local line, 858 area code 457-1090, or you can reach us on that toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Now we're talking all this great fishing. We haven't even got into talking about bait tanks yet, which we definitely want to do that. We've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's thanks to our buddies up at AFTCO, giving away an AFTCO Alejos belt and a pair of AFTCO long-range fishing gloves. Again, courtesy of our good friends up at AFTCO. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting right now. Catch Port Today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch anything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats, and if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or to Fluorocarbon. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into it. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. You catching any fish over there?
Hey, well, I'm not catching any fish, unfortunately. I'm sitting here in the office sending people out to catch fish, but they're certainly catching fish out there. Had some great weather and some great fishing over the last week or so here. The half-day trip, seeing some yellowtail on there. Not large numbers, but definitely some nice fish. Some good 25-pound-plus fish yesterday. Still some good calico bass fishing. Seen the occasional barracuda bass on there, sand bass on there also. Three-quarter day trip. The San Diego fished California waters the last few days here, and they did very well for a couple days. A little bit slower yesterday, but they're seeing yellowfin. I saw one bluefin, a couple dorado, yellowtail. On Thursday, 50 anglers had 122 yellowfin to go along with the bluefin and a couple dorado there. Yesterday, like I said, a bit slower, only 16 yellowfin, but you're going to see those days there. So definitely great fishing on both half-day, three-quarter day. Those overnight trips, seeing a lot of yellowfin on there, seeing yellowtail, and not so much a bluefin. Bluefin seems to slow down a bit, but you're still seeing one or two here or there. But again, good-sized fish on there. They're recommending 25-pound fluoro leader on there. Nice fishing all around. I mean, it's pretty much what we've seen for the last couple of weeks here. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule up there, half day, three-quarter day, those 1 days. Not seeing too many day and a half right now. Just really not needed. Those fish are close enough that the 1 days are doing great. There's some 2 and 3 day schedules up there. So lots of options. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can always give us a call at the office here, 619-224-3383. And you know, it's that time of year.
Good time to go fishing.
No doubt.
And tomorrow, we have the one and only Captain Ryan Bossian from the San Diego. We'll be right here in the studio talking some fishing, and he's been getting them, right?
Yeah, I'm sure I have a little bit to talk about. I mean, you know, a little bit of fish here and there.
Indeed.
Awesome.
Great, Marcos. Appreciate that report from C4 Sport Fishing. Time to get on the boat, and we'll talk
to
you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
Appreciate that. All right, our buddy Craig Haber from NOAA is on the line. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. How's it going?
Hey, doing awesome. Great. Okay, the big announcement, the bluefin tuna regulations, the much-anticipated announcement of the two-fish limit, along with, more importantly, the fillet regulations that people need to pay attention to us. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, so on Tuesday of next week, the rule will what we call publish, and it'll be official. And then on Thursday, it will be enforceable. So usually we give the public some time, anywhere from a week to 30 days, to kind of come up to speed on the rules before they're enforceable. But since this action has been pretty much in the press and everybody knows about it, we're having a shortened window to kind of get it effective right away. So on Thursday of next week, the regulation is in effect and enforceable. And as you said, two fish per day. You can have a maximum of six in possession if you have a multi-day certificate from California Department of Fish and Wildlife if you're on a multi-day trip. And as you stated, Pete, the new fillet regulations. And we'll have on our website on Tuesday, as well as Ken and the SAC website, will be some video instructions, as well as a poster on how the different fillet cuts are to be made and how they're to be bagged and labeled.
So the yellowfin tuna regulation still stands at 10 as far as a limit, but the fillet regulations apply to both yellowfin and bluefin, correct?
That's correct, Pete. You know, they're very difficult, as you know, to tell apart sometimes at the smaller sizes and so for consistency and being able to have a regulation everybody can follow, we went ahead with all tuna species south of Point Conception. This doesn't extend into the northern waters at this point.
So what if we start to catch albacore? Same thing applies?
Correct.
Okay. So the tuna, the
all
fillet
tunas.
Regulations,
yeah.
Any tunas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
And in the proposed rule, we had lots of variations of let's exempt the species and maybe try something different with this species. And to be honest, it's difficult to start piecemealing it. If you have one consistent reg for the tuna species in a well-defined area, it's going to be, it's going to be less headache for everybody in regard to being boarded or having your fish inspected.
Wow. Well, Craig, we appreciate all your hard work. I know you had how many, inquiries about this regulation? 900 and some?
We had 976, written submitted comments that had to be addressed one by one. And as you know, there were some groups that wanted to shut this fishery down completely. So we had to proceed with caution in terms of the response and the rule. And that's why it took a little bit longer than anticipated. And now we're hoping that maybe, our neighbors to the south might, come up and reciprocate with some kind of reg to open up some fishing there. Everyone's holding their breath and crossing their fingers on that beat.
Yeah, and they've already published the fact that it's okay to catch bluefin tuna, but they haven't come out with an announcement. So we're hoping that they do come out with an announcement for two fish limits. So we'll anticipate that and hopefully follow suit with NOAA and your regulations there. Craig, we're looking forward to having you in the studio here for a full 2 hours Sunday, August 16th. But before that, you're going to be on the Royal Star going fishing, aren't you?
On Saturday, August 1st, our Humboldt Fish and Lumberjacks for our 14th year will be going out. I hope Ricky left some good mojo and some shine on the boat for us.
Nothing can stop the Lumberjacks. That's probably one of the most fun groups that goes down there. We always look forward to you guys coming down to the landing, Craig.
Thank you, Rick. I look forward to steering some business to the landing and hopefully getting after some of these big bluefin as well.
Indeed. Well, Craig Heber with NOAA, we sure appreciate all your hard work. I know you're on our side. Great to have you in there with the federal government and the regulations. And thanks for that announcement. Appreciate your hard work. And we'll see you on August 16th.
Sounds good. You guys have a good day.
Thanks,
all right,
Craig.
You too. All right. Cool. Craig's such a great guy and just has worked hard. It's great to have a guy like Craig running the show. He's a real fisherman, and he cares about sport fishing.
And that's the thing. You nailed it best when you said a guy that's on our side. I mean, Craig's a guy that grew up crew member, deckhand, go to school, become what he's become, and then to have him in that position is huge for us. Because he gets it. He's not just a quote-unquote fisherman. I mean, he's a sport fisherman. Grew up working on boats and fishing on boats, and I mean, that's a guy that gets it, knows how important, knows how important it is that we have, some fish over no fish. You get a guy
right.
That doesn't know about it. I mean, that's just everything. Huge. We're stoked to have him.
Works very closely with Ken and the gang over at Sport Fishing Association of California. Yeah, very, very good.
You got it. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report again. Sponsored part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools. We personally know these guys and have fished with them, too. They are hardcore anglers and serious when it comes to dependable job site delivery and the best in Milwaukee tools. Check JobSiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Those Milwaukee tools are good.
And nothing better, man.
Good stuff.
Like I said, too, the secret I got from Skeet was that, you know, we talked about last week having Jimmy and those gyro power binoculars, is having the power pack that slips onto a Milwaukee drill battery, that the whole thing is like the size of your cell phone. You can throw it in your jacket pocket and then use the power cord from your gyros to go right into that power pack. You could run your binoculars for a week straight on one charge of a drill battery. Keep it in your pocket and you're totally mobile.
Better call Skeet, Job Site Supply. Get him.
No doubt about that for sure.
Indeed.
Skeet. That guy's a cool.
He's amazing. He's a great fisherman and he's a great guy.
You know, he fished with me in several Marlin tournaments, and it's, you know, some guys that just like drive you crazy because they never shut up. Yeah. And Skeet never says nothing other than,
I got one. Yeah.
Got one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what else, too? If you're a contractor and you're buying from somebody else and you're a fisherman, man, switch to Job Site Supply. You will not be sorry. They're really good people.
Totally agree. Phones are very packed up. Let's jump right back into them. Very patient callers on the line. Let's talk to Rich. He's calling us from Camarillo this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rich.
Hey, gentlemen.
How's it going, Rich?
All right. I had a question here. I'm getting ready to set up my gear for a day-and-a-half trip on the Commander next week, and I feel like I'm setting up for a long-range trip with rail rods and what. Is there any reason to take 20, 25-pound tests, or should it be 30 on up?
Mark?
Well, you know, some of the guys that come into my store, and I had one in there yesterday, he absolutely loved telling the story of losing his fish. So if you want to be that guy, yeah, I'd say take your light tackle. If you want to, you know, if you want to do some damage and catch some fish, I'd kind of avoid that. I honestly would. There's just
nothing,
you know,
less than 30. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't even take anything less than 30. It's okay. Just crazy. The stuff will bite 30, no problem whatsoever. And you know, 30. I mean, you got a good shot on some of these worthy ones. You know, maybe not the biggest, but you know, I've caught plenty of really nice ones on 30, up to close to 100 pounds. So, you know, well-maintained 30-pound is probably the rock-bottom minimum. In terms of that light stuff, man, I just hate losing fish. Not for me, thanks.
We had plunker fishing, which traditionally is, you know, one of the tougher ways to get a bite. You got to soak a bait out there, and you got to get a bite. And 90% of the fish we caught on Thursday were with 65-pound Power Pro attached to a, you know, 6-foot piece of 40-pound Seaguar Blue Label fluorocarbon.
There you go.
40-pound. And then when you hook a big one, you're not in the driver's seat, but at least you got a good shot.
You got it, exactly.
You
got a good shot.
No doubt about it. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, we talked about you talking about plunker fishing, and if you have your own boat, whether it be a smaller boat or a larger boat, this plunker fishing thing is going to continue to happen. And we talked about the chunking thing and the importance of a bait system. There's two very critical things on a private boat. And that is to have good tackle and to have a good bait system.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there is nobody that builds a bait system like Captain Mark.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Mark sitting next to us. I tell people every day at the tackle store, that is the finest bait tank on the water, period. There is nothing that's better than that.
Yeah.
So you're the reason we're so busy.
That's it, man. 100%, Mark.
That must be it.
Oh, my God.
So, but here's the problem. You can't – you're probably too busy doing through the installation, but you can buy tanks from you, right? You're making
tanks. This year – and I have to tell you, my customers that are out there, I mean – some of you guys have been insanely patient. We were just like much of the industry. We were caught a little by surprise with what happened here. I mean, the economy's better. Guys got some money. All this fish around and close and big. I mean, guys are going nuts. And, I mean, we've been doing this tank thing for many, many years, and I have never seen anything even close to what's going on right now. So we appreciate your patience, guys, because I know some of you have been waiting a while. But, yeah, what we're doing right now, you know, I believe it or not, like take a little – extra time, go catch a fish here myself. So I'm trying to back down on the installation schedule a little bit in the summer. Plus, it's too hot to be crawling around those bilges. So, you know, we're certainly building the tanks. Production is better than ever. I have an absolutely fabulous production department taking care of us. We're building beautiful stuff. We're down to about 3 weeks, which I know if, you know, you want something tomorrow, you know, sorry, can't help you. We're about 3 weeks out on tank deliveries. Installations, whole nother story right now. I got a few big ones that we're getting started on, and, you know, after that, we're going to be kind of winding down here for the summer, I think. But, man, I'm telling you, with what's going on, guys, I mean, the bait situation this year, I mean, the guys are having a tough time because baits typically
bait's
been
gold.
It's as, yeah. Oh, man, it's as tough. You know, they're cycling through it really rapidly. Now the water is really starting to get hot, which makes it even tougher to keep your bait. So what we were talking about earlier is that chunking thing. I mean, that makes a big, big difference for a guy that can only hold a scoop or two scoops, you know, to have a bucket, you know, 5 gallon bucket with some stuff in there that you can chop and chunk, and that makes a big difference. You don't have to throw, you know, major handfuls every 30 seconds. It's just, you know, a onesie twosie every 30 seconds to a minute keeps enough smell in the water as it slowly sinks down, you know, and it helps keep the fish around the boat. And I hear, like you guys were talking earlier about having Dorado throwing up chunks and tuna. I mean, I've been hearing that nonstop, you know, because guys are getting this chunking thing. I mean, they're across the board between the information that's getting out here from this show and all the magazines and the internet, and, you know, just generally speaking, people are far better educated about how to do this. There's a lot more guys into slow trolling and drifting and chopping and chunking, and, you know, guys are getting savvier. Now, and we're going to know they're really savvy when we see a few more kites flying out there. But
that's it.
Yeah.
So, but, Mark, so how do you know what the right tank is for your boat?
Good question.
Well, too much is never enough. That's the number one rule, and we're dealing with that every day. Everybody wants to put way too much bait water on little boats, but, you know, you got to be kind of sensible about it. There's, and it really depends a lot on your boat. You know, some boats, like a perfect example is a 25-foot Parker because it has a 9.5-foot beam versus a 25-foot something else that has an 8-foot beam. I mean, you can carry more weight on the beam of your boat. It's just got more bottom to support the weight. So you got to look at the construction of the hull. You got to look at how much power. You got to see if you have trim tabs. You know, some of the guys that come in, well, you know, I like to fish with six guys on the boat, and, you know, there's no room for a big bait tank. And, you know, my reaction is, well, I'd dump four of the guys and, you know, put more bait on there. But people have different ways of seeing, you know, how to use their boat and how to spend their time productively on the water. So it's a balance. And most of the time, realistically, it's, you know, your boat is only going to carry so much extra weight reasonably. So for most of the, you know, boats in that 22-24 foot range, you know, 60 gallons is kind of pushing the upper edge. You know, you get up
like
in that,
the one on mine is a perfect size tank, 50 gallons, right?
Yeah, well, 53, I think yours is.
Yeah.
And it's in the shape of that tank, those are the very usable gallons. You know, the more square your tank is, you have water in the corners that you measure in terms of gallons, but the bait doesn't use it to swim in. So an oval, kind of like, oh, you got one of our teardrop tanks on there, which are very popular. That gallonage is all used by the bait. So,
and then using the right pump is very important.
Using the right pump, yeah.
And so if somebody goes on your website, PacificEdgeTackle.com, can they actually select a bait tank and order it online?
You know, you can, but it's best if you do some of your homework, get a sense of what might work for you, and then give us a call at the shop.
Okay.
Because there's just so many variables depending on the kind of boats and the kind of plumbing and so on and so forth.
Sure.
You know, we do actually take orders occasionally, but it's far better to call in and talk to somebody there at the shop.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to say, real quick, the one that the install that you've done that I like the most, that is so, there's so many people that are just like this, myself being one of them, is the job that you did for Ryan Christensen and his dad on their 21
oh, yeah.
Pro line.
Yeah.
21 and
Pro
and
line.
How many?
And that's a winter job because it's a big job, right?
That was a project.
But,
yeah.
But how many people out there are in this exact same situation? They have, you know, the standard insert name of boat here, 21 to 25 foot center console that, you know, is probably East Coast design, that has a live well that's molded into the center console, that you just are frustrated
going fishing with
every time you go.
They suck, mostly.
They do. They just do. They don't hold bait. They slosh around, and then halfway through your day, you're searching for, hopefully, a good sardine that's left, and then they drop the boat off with Mark Wish. That, you know, I mean, obviously, like you say, that's a major job. It's cutting and fitting, but now in the same boat that had the molded-in, you know, bait tank that was unusable is a fantastic Pacific Edge tank. Ryan said, we were asking him, like, how much bait did you bring? He goes, I overload that thing probably way more than necessary, and every single piece lives. every time. Yeah. It's a world of difference.
And he has what size tank on that?
His is our 40-gallon flatback, and it fit right into that space perfectly. What we're talking about is we took a boat that had a center console with a molded-in well kind of at the back of the seat area, and like we often see with East Coast boats, are not real effective. So we just I got my favorite tool out, which is a Sawzall and a sledge and a pry bar. And his there was a project because when he cut the thing out, when we cut the well out, then we had to do some reinforcement to set the new tank in there. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was a big project. But it came out really nice so that, you know, he's got 40 gallons of bait water, which would typically be two scoops.
And, yeah, Ryan's giving us a big thumbs up on the phones there.
Nice.
He loves his tank.
Yeah.
He loves his boat. So here's the next question. How much is too much bait, okay?
That's
controversy.
An oxymoron right there.
No. This is a big deal because, you know, you look at the tank and you talk to the guys on the receiver and you say, God, most guys put too much bait in there.
They do, absolutely.
And so how much is too much? How much is just enough?
You know, and it's a tough question to answer because from Long Beach to San Diego and all the points in the middle, every receiver or boat gives you different amounts of bait for a scoop.
For a scoop, right.
Depending on how much they have, how much they know you, what
right.
the quality of the bait is, how long that bait line is. I mean,
right.
if he's got 20 scoops in there and 50 boats waiting, you're not going to get the same amount
right.
of bait per scoop. So it's a tough call. I mean, realistically, just as an average, 20 gallons a scoop is kind of a benchmark.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said something that I never would have thought of, but you're absolutely right, and that's usable gallons, that just because your tank is, you know, quote-unquote 60 gallons, it doesn't mean that your bait is living in 60 gallons of water or utilizing 60 gallons
yeah,
of water.
Exactly.
I never would have thought about that.
And then the other thing that figures into it, not just in the terms of gallons, but the shape, because we see a lot of East Coast boats with fish boxes that guys want to make bait tanks out of. And then, they always call me up, my bait dies in my thing. Well, it's a long, skinny tank, so the water just sloshes like crazy
mm-hmm.
in there. So, you know, they need to be dimensionally sound and
know your tank,
because
bait is so important to our fishing.
You got
and
that right.
And it's tough right now, too. That's
basic. Yeah.
I mean, guys are running out. You know, Dana was out. Newport
it's cold,
was out.
Man.
Yeah,
you gotta be right.
I forget. So. Yeah, I hear stories like that, and I forget. And I'm so happy that we have an Everingham Brothers in San Diego.
Right.
We're so lucky to have these guys.
Anybody's going to do the job.
Best bait haulers in the whole world.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
It's time for your Power Pro 60-second seminar, and we want to say congratulations to Power Pro and Shimano. Winning the best in class at this year's ICAST show for Max Quattro. It's a monofilament braided fishing line that's thinner in diameter and just as strong, 25% thinner. So when you get 50-pound test, it's going to be like it's 40 pounds.
That's rad.
Or
so
less,
rad.
Like 35 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Frank DeCinco right there. But I'll tell you what, I put it on my Tranks for my surface iron rod.
Oh, dude, I bet it casts so good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's more expensive, but it is an amazing product. So check it out, the new Max Quattro by Power Pro at your favorite Power Pro dealer, or check out powerpro.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a control. Controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, get ready. It's San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remote coming up, well, 2 weeks from today.
Crazy.
At Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Saturday, August 8th. It's your next chance to have that Shimano San Diego County Ford Dealer Casting Contest chance to win, to qualify for the big grand prize, a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, including round-trip ticket from San Diego to Sitka on Alaska Airlines, 4 nights lodging from Kingfisher, 3 days of fishing, and, of course, that amazing Kingfisher Charters fish processing. And Stephen down there at Dana Landing's given us a trip on the Blackjack. And then also we have Shimano Rods and Reels, Trinidad A's, and Therese Rods. What's a Trinidad A and Therese Rod combo worth? About $800?
$800, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Four of the eight prizes
that's
are
crazy,
there.
That's crazy, dude.
Maui Jim gift cards, AFCO clothing package. Whether you make the cast or not, you have a chance to win all the grand prizes. And we have a random winner, and then we have the casting contest winner. And that's you win that trip to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines if we draw your name. Prize Cowboy Gary's going to be there. We're going to have lots of free giveaways, lots of fun stuff right on the water. I know Ron Lane's going to have kayak demos right on the Dana Landing dock there for you to do for free on those Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks. Check it out. It's all happening 2 weeks from today, Saturday, August 8th, 7 to 9 a.m. Come on down and have a chance to win a trip to Alaska courtesy of Alaska Airlines and Kingfisher Charters. The rules and details are going to be found on our guest page at hookup1090.com. I also want to remind you, you know, I'm going down on Monday with the Let's Talk Hookup group down to Cedrus Adventures. Looking forward to that. If you want to have a chance to go on a great calico and yellowtail trip in November with Rock Cod Rick, the Shogun Skiff trip that's been sold out for months.
I heard that. We got spots.
Yeah, there's 2 spots left that opened up on that.
That thing has been sold out all year.
At the end of October.
Yeah.
So it comes back Halloween night.
Halloween morning. Yeah, right.
Halloween morning. So if you want to go, check out the details on our trips page, hookup1090.com, Shogun Skiff, or just give the Shogun a call. They have an opportunity right after our trip on another, I believe it's a 6-day skiff trip. But pretty neat deal. You went last year. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, dude, it is so cool. If your goal is to catch a giant calico bass, if you're a calico bass guy, you love it, that's what you like to do, yes, you will catch crazy numbers. That's a given. But if you're if your goal is you want a double-digit fish, that for sure is the best trip to do it. Because you're getting to fish areas that just don't get fished. The Geronimos, the Bonitos, the Natividad, like all the things like that. Sacramento Reef, where those giant ones are at. You know, we'd have days where the average fish was a 5 to 6 pounder, meaning like you catch 15 of them and you don't pull the camera out or think about it when you release another 6 pounder. You know, you don't pull the camera out until it's an 8, you know, one of those kind of things.
Yeah.
So
Corey
much
Sandin,
fun.
MC Swim Baits will be there giving out product. It's going to be a good one. So if
really
you want to
cool
go,
trips.
Jump on
That'd
it. ShogunSportFishing.com. It'll be kind of a post-tuna trip, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
In November? I don't know.
Yeah, it could.
Oh, no, there will still be around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
you could do that, too.
You never know,
on
man.
A sixth day on
with
the Shogun?
With guys as fishy as Aaron Barnhill and the boys on the boat. Who knows what will happen?
You're going to be chasing all kinds of stuff on that trip. Let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phone lines.
Phones are literally packed solid. This time we're going to talk to Mark. He's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Mark, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for putting that 7 to 5 knot up. I'm the one that's been bugging you about it.
Ah,
anyways, I just wanted to let you know a midweek trip on the Grande, day and a half. First fish on the deck was a 40-pound bluefin on the flat fall. Jackpot fish was about a 60-pound yellowfin, and they're smashing the crap out of those poppers. So you guys going out, bring the poppers with you.
Nice. How fun is that?
I think he went probably on the trip with Brandon, who works in our tackle store. Said he hooked 9 yellowfin for the day, and all of them were on the popper.
Oh, my. How fun is that?
It was amazing. They seemed to be biting the mono better than the fluoro, too, that day. I don't know what was up with that. But 30-pound mono was the ticket on the bait. So,
all right.
So much
well,
fun.
Thanks for the tip, Mark. Appreciate the call this morning.
Yeah, that's good news because I got to get my poppers down.
Oh, heck yeah.
Man, it's
time.
Happening.
Yeah.
It's on.
It is definitely on. Brian and Ventura, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Mark. I had a question for you.
Sure.
I wanted to ask Mark if he's been to Santa Barbara Island lately and just see what's happening out there. I didn't hear the show for the first half hour. Maybe you already went over it. And which connection do you recommend for the mono to the floral?
Well, I have not been personally to SBI, but I had friends there on Tuesday, and there was a little bit of yellow around. They had a little go-around in the morning. They hooked a few, lost most of them. I think they're fishing around the back there out by that outside reef there, that outside boiler, and, you know, it's really bad bottom there, and they're big fish, so... there's definitely some yellow at Santa Barbara. The boat that was there maybe a week ago had very good fishing around on the other side there up in the anchorage. And I would have to imagine with some of that yellow starting to slow down at Catalina, a lot of that fish is probably pushing that way. So my personal guess would be that place would be absolutely loaded. Catch a tank of mackerel before you go there, man. You'll just destroy them. And then in terms of what was the question on the connection, mono to floral?
Mono to
favorite
floral.
Knot.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Back-to-back nail knots is mine.
Yeah, so you use, like, the fly fishing nail knot tool.
Use the little tool.
And it's very similar to a back-to-back uni.
Yeah, the way you position the lines is to lay them alongside of one another, and you tie one nail knot in the one and the other nail knot in the other. I use 5 turns for both floral and mono. And then I have surf wax on my rigging table there, and I put a little wax on them so that they slide.
Surf wax, just like what you wax a surfboard with.
Yep. And or beeswax, either one works fine. And so we lube them up and then cinch them. You know, when you pull it off the tool, make sure that none of the wraps have jumped over one another. And because when you pull that up, it's going to look like an absolutely perfectly smooth little barrel.
Do you need two tools?
No, just one.
Just one.
Yeah,
just
you tie
one knot,
cinch
one
it up, go to the
go
other
to the
side, cinch it up.
Okay.
And then pull them together and just pull slowly and pull them until they just absolutely will not go anymore. And then you can cut that end off real close. And I've never actually put it on a scale to test them, but I have broke thousands of knots in my store. I'm really into that kind of stuff because I hate tackle failures. And I have absolutely fantastic success with that knot. It does take a little time to tie it, but it's a small, clean connection, and it holds up really well.
Yeah, not something you want to tie in a hurry, though.
It's not a hurry-up kind of knot, no.
Yeah, which would be that 7.5 knot on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, or just the knot that you are good at tying. You know, that's
fast.
One of those things. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Dean, who's calling us from Chino. Good morning, Dean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I want to direct this to Mark directly. I don't know if you remember way back when you started doing your bait tanks, Gary Pops, a heavy set guy, lived right there in the
Oh, boy.
The whaler, he had a whaler. You hooked up the tank for him.
Gary, you know, I can't say I remember that tank job, but there is no forgetting Gary Pops.
Yeah, he passed away, you know that.
Yes,
right?
I do, sadly. And
I'm actually going to be lucky enough to go watch his place over there. Well, his brother Steve got the place in Mexico. But I was going to tell you, if I come to your shop, can you hook me up with a four-pack in a couple weeks? I mean, you know, for four of my buddies from coming up north?
Well, I'm not running any charters personally right now, so.
You can probably find someone, though?
Yeah, but, man.
It doesn't matter what day. We're that type of people that, you know, we'll go off, you know, the day that's available.
Yeah, well, you need to maybe check with Pierpoint, some of the six-pack boats there, or Bongo Sport Fishing.
22nd Street Landing has a couple.
22nd Street.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if you want to come to San Diego, Dana Landing in Mission Bay has a great four-pack, the
Blackjack. But make that phone call now.
Like yesterday. Like a month ago.
It's like, holy cow, it's busy, busy, busy.
Oh, no, that's what I was saying. But I could go off day because everyone's financially.
There is no off day.
I
got to
be honest with you. It's July and August. The next off day will be maybe in October.
Yeah, I think Steve said he had some dates in September.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to call now. It's crazy busy.
Yeah, so get on it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back into them? This time we're going to talk to Tom, calling us from San Diego. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I called in to give you a fish report, but by golly.
You caught a fish?
No.
No. Don't be crazy now.
I was kind of going, I was getting wild there, right?
Yeah, you're crazy.
I teased a few. I actually went on your Let's Talk Hookup Shimano trip out of Oceanside last Saturday night.
Yeah, that
great
was a
group.
Tough trip.
Yeah, it's a testament to you guys that most of the people weren't even from San Diego. They were from Orange County and points north. Lucky Larry, who won the jackpot with a nice 30-pounder, he's about 6 hours away. There was John from Ladera and a couple guys, Kenny and his buddy from Pasadena. So there were a whole different group of guys. And we started off optimistically, it was slower than the day before where they caught 80, but about oh dark 30 when the captain released the bait, I'm next to the corner, guy hooks up, and he wasn't really jumping the rod, but it looked okay, so he moved up the rail. I wasn't paying that much attention. All of a sudden, I heard a commotion. I look up, and I hear somebody yell, shark. I look down, there's this huge tail swash just thrashing about. Well, it turns out he had caught a sleeping swordfish about 200 pounds, and the young deckhand was reaching over thinking about gapping it. He didn't have a flying gap either. This thing just went ballistic. I've caught a 150-pound marlin. This thing looked ballistic. It was just the strongest fish I've ever seen.
So that's a crazy story, Tom.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
but
that probably didn't end well.
Yeah, I can imagine. But we want to thank Alex, of course, from Shimano. Did a great job on that trip. It was a tough trip. It was one of those times when it was kind of
in between.
One day good, one next day, and now it's all of a sudden things have kind of in the last few days have turned around. But they had all that great Shimano gear on the boat for you to go. Of course, yesterday we had one with Captain Ryan Boston on the San Diego. I haven't had a report from that one yet, but I'll bet they caught some fish.
We'll hear about it tomorrow.
Yeah,
sure.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, Michael in El Cajon, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? I know we had a guest before come on the show, Pete, and that I guess the guy will go on your boat where you're fishing for the day and show you all the different control to have on your boat and whatnot. I'm trying to see if I can get the guy's name and phone number from my brother. He bought a boat. He didn't know nothing about those boats.
That'd be Captain Dave Hansen.
Captain Dave Hansen, indeed. Your saltwater guy. So just go to, Mike, just go to yoursaltwaterguide.com. And Captain Dave Hansen is the man, so he's the guy to refer you
he's
to.
He's the classic. Just get ready.
There's only one.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Hey, but he's a great guy.
He's a great
fisherman. He's an
amazing
fisherman, and he does a great job. How he does that, going out with people on your boat.
I don't know how he does that.
Over and over again. He's got to have the patience.
Because he's got the right personality.
Ultimate patience.
Yeah, he is the perfect guy for that. And we just did a tank and finished the installation for one of his customers here just this week, and we were talking about exactly that. And how he's just great about taking, guys that are kind of new to the sport and new to their boats and showing them all the stuff and take them over to Catalina and show them how to catch bass and inshore stuff or, you know, down the beach in, you know, South County like that and just, you know, or, you know, now it's offshore, but, you know, he is absolutely fantastic in terms of having the patience to work with, you know, people and getting on, you know, and it's, you know, I used to do what Dave does and, man, getting on somebody's boat that isn't, you know, they're kind of like proud of it, and it's like, oh, man, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? Because you don't have any stuff, and what you do have doesn't work sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It's, yeah, it's frustrating.
So, and it's not your stuff. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what you guys do, you as well as Dave, do for anglers on the reporting on fishdope.com is really
it's
just
huge.
I want to take your hats off to both you guys.
You're right.
Because there's a lot of guys that don't give it up. And they should. And you guys really give it up. You give up the real details. You show, tell people how to catch them, where to catch them.
Where to catch them, yeah.
And it's a really a nice service. So we want to thank you for doing that.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a blast. You know, I work with Danny real close. We talk almost every day. You know, Danny's the chief coordinator for the whole program, and he writes all those reports and listens to radios and just scours the area for info.
Oh, yeah.
He's great at gathering it up. And it's a fantastic service. And if you guys are not signed up for Fish Dope, you should be.
You should
absolutely.
No doubt about it. Yeah, hook up now. Hook up now. All small letters. One word. Hook up now. Lowercase. $20 off a new membership on fishdope.com.
Well worth it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that AFTCO fishing belt and those great long-range AFTCO gloves. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Here's what clients are saying about Rick Jensen and the Sport Fishing Financial Group.
My name is Jerry Farmer, and I live here in San Diego. Rick Jensen has successfully managed investments for me for the past 15 years. Before Rick, I worked with financial advisors that led me into bad investments and hid kickbacks they were receiving on the investments. Rick has demonstrated through his attentiveness to my account a great feeling of responsibility to do well for his clients. With Rick, his compensation is reasonable and clear, as are the benefits for the client. For the past 15 years, the cost-benefit ratio has been greatly in my favor.
After learning about Rick and his background and what he's done for his clients, I'm on board. I just opened my own account with Sport Fishing Financial, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial Group. Work with me and learn what I can do for you as an investment advisor, and let's go fishing. Give us a call or find us on the web for a complimentary risk analysis, current portfolio analysis, or business retirement plan proposal. Call 949-481-1807 or visit us at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day-and-a-half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
For East Cape fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the great gear from AFTCO, that Alejos belt and those long-range gloves, going to Mark in Lakeside. Mark, congratulations. You are going to be stoked with those prizes.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be stoked. Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge, bait tanks, fishing tackle, knowledge, it's all right there, right?
Come and see us at world-famous Pacific Edge headquarters.
Yeah, even my brother-in-law in Cleveland, John, says Bolsa Chicken Energy.
That's right.
By the big Chevron.
Next ride, now I need to go to the Chevron station next to Bolsa Chicken Energy.
Next to the Chevron station, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the spot. Huntington Beach. Best bait systems in the whole world.
Yeah, and check it out, PacificEdgeTackle.com online, right?
Yep. And one of these days, I'll start using my Facebook page and put all those cool pictures that we got.
Speaking of which, Ryan just posted a picture of his job that Mark did for his 21-foot pro line on our Facebook page.
Beautiful.
Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on our Facebook page. Of course, if you're not our friend or like this yet, you got to do it because we put up all kinds of stuff. You can keep tabs on what's going on and what the fishing's going on. Rick, myself, and Ryan all get on it and do that. So check that out, that picture of that on our Facebook page up there right now. And thanks, Mark, for being here. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Awesome, I'm
Mark.
Looking for, and it's still getting better and better.
Could it be?
Been for a year now.
I cringe every time I say it because it's like sooner or later I'm not going to be able to do that.
But. Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, thanks for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Ryan Botchin from the San Diego will be right here in the studio with Rick and myself. Stay tuned to Mighty 1090 right now. Del Mar Saturday is next with Mr. Scotty Captain. Goes right.